Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi, Holy and Shvi's Daf from Base in the Oiz V'Adar edition. Perek Shvi in the beginning of the Halacha Aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah. So we started the Perek by saying the list of items that have the full Gdusha Shvi's and the Beer Shvi's. The list of items that have the Gdusha of the fruits, and also they have a din of beer that when they get, because they are gone from the field, so then you have a din of beer, you have to get rid of them in the year of Shemitah. Continues down the Mishnah and says, Oy Kalech Acher Omer, they said another rule. Again, the list of food which is appropriate for the Adam, food for an animal, and whatever is used for coloring, for dyeing, but it stays in the ground the whole time. It's not gone. So it itself has Gdusha Shvi's, and also its domim, when you exchange it for money, has the Gdusha of Shemitah. And lo beer v'lo adam and beer, because you don't, it's not gone from the field, it doesn't have din beer, they have to get rid of the fruits when it's over in the field. What is this? So the Mishnah goes on to say another list. The Ikar Aluf HaShoyteh, because before we spoke about the leaves of the Aluf HaShoyteh. Now we speak about the Shoyrish, the root of the Aluf HaShoyteh. The Ikar HaNadono, the root of the mint. HaKarbalin VeHaChalavatzim VeHaBuchrayu. All these are things that remain in the field. UminaTzoivim, what is the plants that are used for coloring? Hapua, the akafo, that they are things that stay and they're not gone from the field. Yeshlam shvis, lemeim shvis, they themselves have gdusha shvis, and they're exchanged money of gdusha shvis. Ain lemeim beer, lemeim beer, but they don't have any dinner beer because they are left on the field. Continues the mission. It says, "Meir oyimer demeim isbar and rosh hashana." Even though the fruits themselves don't have beer, but the money that you exchange for the fruits, Rabbanan or Goyza, they do have beer, you have to get rid of them until Rosh Hashanah of year number 8. If they don't have beer, so of course their exchange money doesn't have beer. Continues the Mishnah and says, so the peel of a pomegranate and its crown, the peels of nuts and the pits of all fruits, Yeshlam shvis or the main shvis, they do have gdusha shvis. So either these things are roi to tzvia for coloring, or they're roi to machal behim. Ha tzova tzvia la'atzmoi lo yitzbo besachar. Someone who wants to paint on Shemitah, he can do it for himself. He can use these materials that you grow on the ground and use it for dyeing on Shemitah. But he cannot sell it because you're not allowed to make business with peir Shemitah. She'en usim schoi or peir shvis, you're not allowed to do business with peir Shemitah. Also, you can't do business with Pchor, the Gdusha Pchor, meaning a firstborn animal. Even though if it has a mum, you can eat it, but you're not allowed to sell it, not make business out of it. You can't do it with Truma. Velos means dead animals. Dead animals that are sick. Which are the worms you're not allowed to eat. All this you're not allowed to do business with, as the Gemara is going to explain. Continues the Mishnah from base on base. Also in fruits and vegetables of Shemitah, a person should not go and take what he finds, the wild vegetables in the field, take it to sell it. He could pick it up and his son will sell it because his son did not pick it up with the intention of selling, so his son could sell whatever is left. A person took it for himself, and he had a lot of vegetables left, he can go and sell it. A person took bechor, a firstborn animal, as gdusha. He took it to use it for mishte bnoi, for his party, or for the regal. For lo tzorach, and then he didn't need it. Mutul amorach, and I could sell it. He didn't buy it to sell it, but he just has it left over, he could sell it. The Rav Chaim brings a discussion, could he sell it for a profit, or only sell it for the cost that he bought it for? Tzadei chaya voif is a dogim, the hunters of animals, birds and fish, she's manule meaning to pain, they found meaning to pain that you can't eat and you can't do schoyer with. Then they could sell it if it was by mikre, by coincidence. Also, somebody who's not a professional hunter, he just went and as he was going, he found a tomatic animal, he could take it and sell it. As long as he's not doing it intentionally, then that's what he wants to do, to go and bring in to hunt the tomatic animals. You can't do that. Meaning Chachamim like Tanakama, the only professional hunter that was hunting many animals, and that was within the animals, he's the only one who could go and sell these tomadic animals. Says the Gemara, Tzavoyim le'odom, using the Girsa of Reb Chaim, Tzavoyim le'odom minayin she'elem Kedusha Shvi'is. How do we know that color, dye, does have Kedusha Shvi'is? Says the Gemara, Nishmini min Ador, you learn from the Pasuk, Lachem kol shu tzorech lachem. You, whatever you use this item on Shemitah for yourself, has Kedusha Shemitah. V'tani alo, what do you use for yourself? Kegoyin achilo, eating, vishtiyo, drinking, sicho, is anointing or putting oil on yourself. V'tzviyo, and coloring. Yotos milugmo, you come to exclude milugmo, she'eino elo lechoylin. So milugmo is what you put on a bandit. When a person has a wound, so that's only if a person who needs it. Most people don't do milugmo for themselves. So this doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Something which is purposely done for milugmo doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. She'einu el l'chayim is only for the sick people that need it. Yotzo alinosin she'einu l'tfeil. Inosin is the third type of drink. The people who don't have good taste in their mouth, they put it in. So most people don't use it, and therefore it's not doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Rabbi Yonah had a question. Falamo yotzo milugmo she'einu l'kedusha Shvi'is. Why you exclude milugmo? Vatani says in the Braisa, don vitzod vezeri istis. These are type of vegetables. Shezoyim oisom using girsa of Reb Chaim b'shviz to use shviz chalale. These are type of items that you put it into oil and they use it for anointing, for putting on the body. Only rich people use it, not poor people. And so is dusha shviz. Why is this different than things you use for the choyle only? It says the Gemara that from Gimel Dalef, my kedon. What's the reason? Lachem ashove lekulchem, meaning there's a difference. Here, these things everybody can use. Everybody can use the good smell and oil. Just the poor don't have the money to pay for it, but they could use it. It's still considered to be shove lekulchem. Melugmo is only used for sick people, so therefore that's not something which applies to everybody. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Ablo shove min ador. He brings a different source for the pasuk that you can use it for all these items that a person uses, that everybody uses. Tie aflad lokasener utzvoya botseba. Pasuk says tie kol tvoso lechol. Tie means even any havayo, any thing that you use it for lighting a candle or for coloring, and all of that is part of what you allow to do with payers shviz. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Nun Beis.